Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart and Soul, the radio show dedicated to all things BDSM. My name is Mistress Elisa. I'm a dominatrix, BDSM counselor, and life coach. Listen, you've got questions, and I've got answers. And I'll be talking to you from my heart and soul. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Heart and Soul. I hope that this is working. I swear, I'm like, oh, I hate this platform. I am trying out something new. I'm coming back to Blog Talk Radio. I thought I would give it another shot and, you know, see whether or not I could get this platform to work for the messages that I want to get out about sex, porn, and masturbation addictions. So, take two, here we go. I tried this earlier today, but it didn't work. So, let's try this again. Now, for this show, I want to talk about how sex, porn, and masturbation addicts are made. The reason that this conversation is important is because there are lots of men, young men, and there are more and more boys, actually, these days, who are struggling with a porn addiction, masturbation addictions. And what they are doing is they are trying to stop the behavior, and they gauge their success on how many days they can go without watching porn or without masturbating. They gauge their success on very superficial things, and those are not the things that matter. So they find themselves confused and frustrated when they white-knuckle it and they last for a couple of days or a couple of weeks. You know, if you guys know anything about NoFap and groups like that, you'll see men celebrating, you know, oh, I went 20 days or 30 days without having an orgasm. And, you know, the more days that they go without jerking off, the greater that they feel their likelihood of success is. And in my experience, and of course I'm not a guy with a dick, I'm not a guy who struggles with sex, porn, or masturbation addictions, but what I see is when a guy white-knuckles it, he's not dealing with the core issues that had him become an addict in the first place. He's not dealing with the very things that had him, that got him into that troubling space in the beginning, in the first place. So it's just like, I'm not going to deal with myself, I'm not going to face my demons, I'm not going to deal with hurt, pain, shame, guilt, embarrassment, regret, remorse, fear, rejection. I'm not going to deal with any of those things. I'm simply going to try to stop the behavior. That's the way that they're seeing this. And when you do that, everything that you measure that either leads to your success or takes away from it is superficial and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if, honestly, I'm just going to be honest here. It doesn't matter if you watch porn. Honestly, it doesn't. What matters is the fact that you're using porn to escape. You're using porn to feed something inside of yourself that you can't get from yourself or from with your partner. What matters is that you are, you're unskilled in the art of communication. You don't know how to engage with someone and keep their attention, and those are the things that matter. Now, we can talk about whether or not porn is bad, and sure, there are going to be people who are pro-porn or anti-porn. There are certain moral issues, definitely when you're talking about things like sex slavery and things like that. Of course, those are topics that matter. But I believe that when it comes to watching porn, it needs to become destigmatized. Because as soon as you tell someone, don't do this and don't do that, and this is, they become obsessed with it. They become obsessed with it. One of the most amazing things that I do for my clients when I'm helping them to work through their porn addictions is I'll say, watch porn if you want to, but listen to this. Listen to the process. When you come to me, or when you go to your advisor or your therapist or whoever is helping you to work through your stuff, when you go to spend time with that person, be open and honest with them about where you are mentally and emotionally, right? You follow? Just follow along. As soon as you start to be open and vulnerable, you are going to start, and if you're with someone that you trust and someone who can feed your soul, someone who helps shine the light for you, you are going to automatically be on a journey where you are healing, where you become more self-aware, where your needs are being met. And so what happens is porn, instead of it being this stigmatized thing that you are obsessed with, it loses its magic. It loses its appeal. It's not nearly as compelling. Why? Because you started to understand where you were hurting, where you were broken, what was wrong, what was hurting, what you were running from. And those are the very things that you ignore and that allow your addiction to grow and to take over your life. So what am I saying here? How is a sex porn or masturbation addict made? We really need to stop making it about porn so much. It is not about porn. I just get so worked up and frustrated when I hear people just arguing. Listen, there are pros and cons to porn. There are pros and cons to sex workers. Like, there are pros and cons to using the internet. But porn is not necessarily the problem. The problem is the user. The problem is why you're using it, why you're there. The reason that men run to porn is because it's easy. They are basically worshiping their dicks, their dicks and pleasuring themselves. Those things are more important than anything else. Those are the things that you need to be looking at. It's that selfishness. It's that desire for instant gratification. It's the expectation that the world revolves around you and that you are entitled to whatever it is that you want. That's where the addiction is made. It's in the mindset that everything is about you and nothing is more important than you getting the pleasure that you want, that you've convinced yourself that you need, and that you are now telling yourself you are entitled to. So what happens? The pursuit of pleasure becomes more important than anything. Right? But it's a lie. It's smoke and mirrors. Because what happens after you get off? There's the letdown. You have one empty orgasm after another, but you don't want to sit in that. You don't want to face that. You don't want to analyze that. You don't want to feel the pain, the loneliness, the emptiness, the frustration. You don't want to feel those things. So you just run for another orgasm. You reach for another one. You want another one. You need another one. You are entitled to another orgasm. And then we can look at the way that you look at women. What are you doing with women? Men who are addicted to sex, porn, and masturbation, usually it's porn these days, obviously, but a man who is addicted to porn doesn't even understand how he becomes problematic just walking around. Just walking around. You could be on your college campus. You could be walking down the hallway, the corridor at work. You could be grocery shopping. You could be going for a jog in your neighborhood. Men who are addicted to porn are problematic. I will not say that, you know, all men are predators or anything like that, but your behavior and your mindset is 100% problematic. Because no matter how good of a guy you are, no matter how sweet you may be, no matter, you know, whether or not you were raised around loving women who were strong and taught you and, you know, built you up, none of that matters when you are on the prowl. When you are out roaming, your dick is speaking to you, and you have conditioned yourself to listen to your dick, and your dick is telling you, oh, she's hot, right? Not a problem there. So if you want to approach me because, well, no, the question is why? Why do you approach me? The average guy who is addicted to porn will approach a woman that he's attracted to because he's trying to get his dick wet. He doesn't care about her as a person. He doesn't care about her heart, her soul, her emotions. He doesn't care about relationship. He doesn't know the first fucking thing about relationship. In fact, the average man who is addicted to porn thinks that a relationship is nothing more than his right to have sex. You know, oh, I've got a girlfriend. She's supposed to fuck me because we're dating. She's supposed to fuck me. She owes me something. He doesn't know how to work for it. He doesn't know how to work to impress her. He doesn't even think that he needs to impress her. He's not even thinking about that. He doesn't care about that. Why? Because that selfishness has taken over. That selfishness tells him that the world revolves around him and his dick. This is how the addict is made. So you're listening to that, to your dick, and your dick is like, I want pussy, I want titties, I want. And you're like, yes, master. Whatever your dick throws a tantrum for, you are the puppet, and you go out and try to get it. But what you're not understanding is that your dick is not supposed to be in control. Your heart is supposed to be in control. Your mind is supposed to be in control. You are a human being who happens to have a dick attached to your body. But the human experience does not boil down to how many orgasms are you going to have today? What did you do today? What are you accomplishing? You know, how did you make a mark on the world around you? How did you impact someone's life today? This is why you guys who struggle with addiction go around feeling worthless. It's because you're not doing anything with your life except skeeting here, skeeting there, and everywhere. That is not a life. That's not what you were here for, what you were put here for. And I don't know what you were put here for, but I do know that it wasn't so that you could, you know, add up all of the orgasms that you've had over your lifespan, and then there you are spending your last hour on planet Earth, you know, surrounded by people, and you can either tell them that you love them and they can tell you that they love you, or you can sit there and go, you know, I sure did get my dick off a whole bunch. You know, I can't believe I worked in this many orgasms. That's how you guys are living your lives. And that is why you feel worthless. That's why your self-esteem takes a hit. It's because you're not maximizing your potential. How is a sex, porn, and masturbation addict made? Excuse me. He is made when he starts to listen to his dick and his dick starts to throw tantrums and send that man out to do his bidding or its bidding, and you believe your dick and you sign up to be a slave to your dick. You basically sign up to be a slave to your own desires. And every time that you engage with your addiction, you're like, yeah, I want to become more of a slave today. And when I use the word slave, I'm not talking, you know, that sexual, kinky, fun way that we often, in the way that we would oftentimes use that term when we're talking about BDSM. I'm talking about someone who is literally throwing his life away, who literally is throwing his life away. I read a Reddit post several months ago, and it was really interesting. This guy, he was young. He was in his 20s, early 20s, I think. And he talked about how on his journey to sexual sobriety, I guess is one way to put it, how he had had his ups and downs, but how he was persevering and he was getting better. And he talked about how he was able to do basic things like walk down the street and make eye contact with people. He had not realized that his soul had become so dark that he didn't even want to make eye contact with people because he thought that they could see the damage that he had been doing. He thought that they would be able to intuit how he had damaged and darkened that soul space. Right? And when I say words like that, like soul, I'm talking about that space inside of you that words can't describe. And if you can't love yourself there and take care of yourself there, you're going to have problems because you will be reaching out to other things and activities to make yourself feel good. And what is the one thing that a guy will have trained and conditioned himself to reach for when life gets too hard, when he's stressed out, when he feels lonely, when, you know, he's frustrated, when he feels rejected? A guy knows that he can get that quick endorphin rush by having an orgasm. How is a sex porn or masturbation addict made? Is made when he doesn't want to face himself, when he doesn't want to be honest, when he doesn't want to look in the mirror and be honest with himself about who he is and where he is. And here's the thing. We all have something. I haven't been on this show. I haven't done the Heart and Soul show in years. So I'm not sure how much I may have spoken previously about my own early upbringing, being raised in a cult, being molested on a daily basis. Listen, we all have shit. And it's not about comparing shit and going, oh, my shit is worse than yours, or, you know, it's not about that. It's about looking inside of your own heart and soul and figuring out what's going on. Where am I hurting? What do I need to do to fix this? What kind of help do I need? But you can't do that if you're constantly reaching for a distraction. You can't do that if you're constantly operating in half-truths. You can't do that if you are too afraid to look in the mirror and see yourself and acknowledge what you are seeing. You know, the things inside of you that are hurting, you can either address them, you know, and think of going to the doctor, right? And you're like, oh, my finger hurts or my hand hurts or whatever. What if he didn't listen to you? What if he didn't listen to you talk about the pain? What if he just goes, oh, you know, just wrap it up tighter? You know, maybe it's broken. Maybe there's a fracture. Maybe you have a blood disorder. Maybe you have a pulled or torn ligament or something. Do you see what I mean? You treat that brokenness, the illness, you treat the disease, you treat whatever needs to be dealt with according to what's wrong with it. And so when it comes to sex porn and masturbation addictions, you have to identify what you're looking at. And this is scary. When you first start doing it, it's scary. So it's helpful if you have someone who will work with you and who, you know, will support you, and also someone who will call you out on your shit, because sex porn and masturbation addicts are just as notorious as addicts who struggle with illicit substances in terms of being manipulative and conniving and sneaky. Oh, listen, the sex porn and masturbation addicts, you have to watch the conversation. You have to watch those details that they give you, because they know that if they speak about their addictions in a certain way, they can start to become aroused. So you need someone who can call you out on your shit. You need someone who can keep you focused. You need someone who is going to require you to be completely open and honest and vulnerable. That's where your work starts. Now, notice the difference in how you feel right now, right? Probably still agitated if you're an addict, sex, porn, or masturbation addict. Probably agitated, probably a little bit overwhelmed, maybe a little bit hopeful, but also kind of struggling with those sexual feelings. Do you see how I peeled back the layers? This is not the point in a session where you go, oh, good work. You know, now go out and keep your hands off your dick and don't watch porn for the next week or two, and we'll pick up where we left off. That's bullshit. That is bullshit. God, there's just so much that I want to address. Listen, You don't work through the addiction by white-knuckling it. You don't work through the addiction by going cold turkey. You go through the addiction, you work through it by acknowledging what is. So let's say that this is the end of the session. I would say something like, how do you feel right now? You know, what's going on in your head? And you would need to talk through all of that. I feel frustrated. I feel a little bit hopeful. I feel overwhelmed. You know, I feel frustrated with myself and disappointed and angry. Like, you want to peel back those layers and get all of that stuff out there and maybe work through some of those things, at least address some of them before the session ends. But do you see how... And you don't want to go too deep, because when the person leaves, you don't want them to feel like overwhelmed and, you know, just like, oh, this is too much, I can't handle it, I need to quit. You don't want that feeling, right? But you do want, if you're listening and you're an addict, you need to be able to leave that space and understand that you're on your journey. Understand that as you peel back those layers, that you're breathing more openly and honestly, and that you're going to see things inside of yourself that shock you, surprise you, embarrass you, and you need to deal with those feelings. You need to deal with those emotions. You need to come to terms with who you are, with what you've done, with what you are doing, with where you're going. Yeah? I hope that this makes sense. I really do. So I've decided to pick this show up again because it's been a good 5 years or so since I was doing the Heart and Soul podcast, and I'm just noticing that this is something that men need. You need this conversation. You need this content. You need to learn how to do this kind of work on your own. You know, and it, no, I'm not saying don't get help, but I'm saying in between your sessions, your appointments, you know, seeing your therapist or your sponsor or what have you, your preacher, your minister, whatever. In between those sessions, you need to accept responsibility for what's going on in your head. You need to practice identifying your emotions. You need to practice understanding when you're reaching for porn and why and what kind of porn you're reaching for. Okay, I hope that this has helped. Let me see if I can end the show. I think I have my outro here. I don't even remember what my outro sounds like. But let's give it a go. Let's see. So apparently I just have some music. I'm not sure how loud that music is. Listen, guys, just bear with me here. I don't know what I'm doing. So listen, if you want to learn more about me and what it is that I do, visit me at my website. It's alisacoaches.com. That's alisacoaches.com. And I also have... there's a way for you to contact me if I'm live, if I'm like active on the site. There's a little button that you can click on, and I have a special where you can speak to me for $25 for your first hour. So if it's your first hour, you see me online, reach out and let me know that you would like to take advantage of that special, and I'll let you know how to go about doing that. Again, it's only $25, and I'm running out of time. So thank you for joining me today, and I will see you guys next time.